It's time for Good Health, an opportunity to hear from our local healthcare community about the most current medical topics and how they relate to your healthy lifestyle. Good Health is brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System.
Good morning and welcome to Good Health Live, brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System and KOHU radio station in Hermiston, Oregon. My name is Caitlin Kozad, and I'll be your host for today's show. Joining me this morning is Mr. Marcus Engel. He's a certified speaking professional, author of 5 best-selling books, honorary doctorate awardee from the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine, and adjunct professor at the University of Notre Dame. His keynote presentation titled, "The Other End of the Stethoscope," has been witnessed by tens of thousands of healthcare professionals, and his books are used in scores of nursing and healthcare programs to teach the basic foundations of caregiving. Good Shepherd Healthcare System is excited to welcome Marcus Engel to our community on Wednesday, October 30th, from 5 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. at Hermiston High School, when he will share his message during the hospital's annual community meeting, which is open to all community members. Marcus, thank you so much for joining us today. Tell our listeners
thank
a little
you
about yourself.
Sure thing. Well, you gave away a lot of what I do right there in the introduction. I am an author and a speaker, and I teach a little bit of college, too, at Notre Dame. And what I teach and what I speak on and write on is all about healthcare communication and how doctors and nurses and physical therapists and respiratory therapists, all those kind of people can help communicate with more compassion and help their patients by just honoring those patients' independence and dignity while they heal.
Wonderful. So I'd like you to give us kind of a high-level overview of what your story is.
Sure thing. So I am a native of St. Louis, Missouri. And then when I was a kid, my parents moved to the rural farmland of Missouri, where they're originally from. I'm from a small town that's much, much smaller than Hermiston. I grew up in High Hill, Missouri, which has a population of less than 200 now.
Wow.
And during my freshman year of college, my freshman year of college at Missouri State University, 6 weeks into my freshman year, I was blinded and was nearly killed after the car in which I was riding was struck by a drunk driver.
Oh,
and that
no.
crash not only caused immediate blindness in both eyes, but literally had every bone in my face that was crushed. How I made it out of that alive, I still don't know. So that started my journey into this world of healthcare, because obviously after such a major trauma, you see many, 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 many healthcare professionals. But I think that what I talk about with audiences and what I'll be sharing at Good Shepherd's annual community meeting is it goes deeper than just healthcare. It's humanity. How can we be more present for those people around us who are suffering, our loved ones, ourselves, our friends and neighbors? How can we do that? And that's what I look forward to doing later this month.
Wonderful. We are so excited to have you join us at the annual community meeting on October 30th. Will you give us more of a taste of your planned presentation that evening?
Sure thing. So my story is always going to be my story, right? It's the experiences that happened to me, life-changing experiences, life-threatening experiences, and dare I say, even life-enhancing experiences. Some people might wonder that how you know, Marcus, you were blinded and nearly killed and went through hundreds of hours of surgery. How do you say that has enhanced your life? And I'm not here to say it was always easy. Please don't believe me that any time I will say to people that was easy. It was definitely difficult. It was horrible. But nonetheless, life goes on, and what are the little things that we can do every day to overcome the adversity that we have in our own lives. It's not just about my story of how I got through my traumas, but it's also about what are the little tips and tricks and techniques that you can also use to get through your struggles, whatever those may be. Maybe it's something as life-changing as what I went through, or maybe it's something as usual as dealing with teenage children. It's always that idea of how can we be more compassionate and present, and how can we get through our difficult times.
That sounds like a very powerful message, and I'm sure that our community will be very appreciative to hear it. So you had this tragic event happen. How did you overcome that to do what you're doing now?
Well, how do you overcome anything that happens to you? You know, you time moves on. And for me, it started with how do you get through the physical recovery? You know, there was I was on a ventilator for months and laying in a bed with broken bones, not just in my face, but in my legs, and a trach, and ventilators, and chest tubes, and all these types of things. It's like, for me, it started out, you have to take it step by step. And my first step was physically getting healed up enough that I was able to live on my own again. And then the next step had to become, how do you adapt to this world without sight? How do you learn a million new techniques that you're just going to need to live inside your own home, much less try to go out and lead a fulfilling life? So what we're going to talk about is what are those tips and techniques that I learned during my recovery that you can also put towards your own life in your own situation.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm so excited to hear. So how do you see the benefit of Good Shepherd sharing in the collaborative narrative of the community, and sort of meaning that our story is their story and we need to support each other?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm so excited about working with Good Shepherd and coming to Hermiston, because I have a strong, strong fondness in my heart for rural health in America. Growing up in the farmlands of Missouri, my love and passion for rural America shines through to this day. So I love that the hospital is so involved in the community and looks at a holistic model of health, not just we're going to take care of this one. If you have a broken leg, you can come to Good Shepherd and get your broken leg set. You can come here and have abdominal surgery. But what I really love is how do we get out into the community to make better connections, to practice humanity with our friends and our neighbors and our loved ones? How do we all begin to treat this incredibly fractured world? How can we bring this back to the love that we show to our very same family members? How do we take that out into the community? And I'm so glad that Good Shepherd believes in that philosophy, and I can't wait to share in that later this month.
Wow, you explained that so well, and I think it aligns well with our culture at Good Shepherd and our mission and our vision and our values. What do you see as the benefit of the community coming out and participating in our second annual community meeting on October 30th?
Well, I hope that community members will not only get my story, which is a story that you can't get anywhere else, but I also hope that the community will see what great outreach that the hospital and the healthcare system is doing in the community. It seems like so many towns are built around the hospital, and if the hospital is good, if people feel comfortable going to the hospital, then that hospital can also make greater strides in the community to work on things like public health, and how do we get more people immunized, and how do we get more flu vaccines? How do we stop the spread of disease? How do we control some of the leading killers in America? And I think the more integrated community is with hospital and hospital is with community, we can tackle some of those macro-level issues that we see in the health of our country today.
Yes. So I heard, Marcus, that you have a dog, and I'm curious if you're going to be bringing him the night of the event.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us about
him? Certainly. My dog is a 4-year-old yellow lab named Elliot. And the reason that my dog gets brought up in conversations is because he is my CNI dog.
Yes.
Elliot was trained at the CNI Institute in Morristown, New Jersey, which has been training dogs for blind people for, oh my gosh, I think 90 years, maybe more. And Elliot is my 4th CNI dog, but yes, pretty much anywhere that I go that is safe for Elliot to go, he goes. So he doesn't go to rock concerts. He doesn't go, to the beach all the time because it's hot and such. But Elliot will be with me that night. So if you've never had the opportunity to witness a highly trained service dog, you'll get to see him that night.
Awesome. And how long has he been by your side, Marcus?
Elliot and I have been together, almost 3 years now. Almost 3 years.
Wonderful. Well, I look forward to meeting him, too.
Excellent.
So
with everyone.
Yes. What is one thought you would like listeners to take away from our conversation today?
I really want to encourage every listener to come out on October 30th, because you're going to get information in that keynote event, and you're also going to get resources from Good Shepherd. If you come out that evening, you're going to learn about what is the very basic foundational elements of what it means to be human and how we can be more present for other human beings when they are suffering. You're going to hear that along with some incredible stories about how we can get through our tough times, how we can overcome those mountains of adversity. And I hope you're going to get some laughs, too, along the way, because life is funny, and we need to be able to laugh at it.
What a special message. So if you're just joining us, be sure to mark your calendars for Good Shepherd Healthcare System's second annual community meeting coming up on October 30th from 5 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. at Hermiston High School. National speaker Marcus Engel, who's joined us today, is our featured guest speaker the night of the event, presenting The Other End of the Stethoscope, which has been witnessed by tens of thousands of healthcare professionals over the years. You will also be able to hear from our president and CEO of the hospital, Mr. Dennis Burke, for the last time, likely, as he has recently announced his intent to retire in 2020. So this will be an event you won't want to miss. A health booth fair will also take place prior to the presentations, along with plenty of good food, raffle prizes, and free flu shots while supplies last. You'll also have an opportunity to purchase some of Marcus Engel's 5 best-selling books. Amazing. Again, that's Wednesday, October 30th from 5 o'clock to 8 p.m. at Hermiston High School, when you can join us for Good Shepherd Healthcare System's second annual community meeting. Marcus, thank you very much for your time this morning, and we look forward to welcoming you the end of this month.
I'll look forward to being with everyone on October 30th. Thank you.
All right. Take care.